Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching today is entitled, Three Principles to Act On: Realism, Truth, and Kinship.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raca, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court with him. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. The reflection I would like to share with you today is not my own. On June 12th in 2014, Pope Francis preached on this passage. And though 7 years are past, the insights remain so current. So please, allow me to share Pope Francis' thoughts, paraphrased, with my own. The inconsistency of the scribes and Pharisees' observance of the law with the heart of the law were due to their need to work out a series of distinctions on what it means to love thy neighbor. Francis tells us the Pharisees and scribes were people who knew that the first law was love God. They knew the second law was love thy neighbor. But their ideologues put shades of meaning behind their ideas for both loving God and loving neighbor. So they worked out a series of distinctions. For this reason, Jesus urges his disciples, us, to overcome this. And he advocates three criterion that Jesus gives us to live with this kind of integrity. The first is healthy realism. If you have something against another person and you cannot resolve it, find a way to at least make an agreement. It may not be ideal, but agreement is a good thing. Agreement is a first step, and it's real. The second criterion that Jesus gives us in this passage is that truth is consistent. The commandment indeed says, do not kill. But bad-mouthing someone is also killing, because it is rooted in hatred. You don't have the courage to kill her, or you think it would be too much, so you kill in another way: gossip, defamation, slander. And the third criterion from Jesus in this passage is remembering kinship. We have the same Father, period. Therefore, we are kin to one another. We are brothers and sisters. Jesus is saying, don't talk to the Father if you aren't at peace with your brother, your sister, or at least have worked out an agreement. Francis concludes that this is not an easy plan. Remaining realistic, rooted in consistent truth, aware of our kinship with one another, but it is the way Jesus tells us to go forth. So I invite us today with Pope Francis that we might ask for the grace to be able to go forth with one another in peace and hopefully also in agreement, but always with consistency of truth and the spirit of kinship.